Mark Levin, Masters of the Universe Reject the Declaration of Independence and Constitution. By Robert Krajicek on May 22, 2019. Mark Levin, author of On Freedom of the Press, described Silicon Valley's dominant progressive ideology as hostile to America's Declaration of Independence and Constitution, offering his analysis of political and partisan censorship deployed by technology companies such as Google, Facebook, and Twitter in a Thursday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. Why do I think that Silicon Valley is conducting itself the way that it does? Asked Levin, because this is the way the progressive left works. They do not tolerate diversity. They do not tolerate independent thinkers. They do not tolerate anyone who opposes their view. Listen. Levin continued, remember, progressivism is about a very destructive ideology that runs counter the Declaration of Independence. We talk about natural rights. We talk about unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They reject this. Levin added, when you read about the progressives, Woodrow Wilson and John Dewey and the rest, they reject the Declaration of Independence, they reject the Constitution. Their politicians and their progeny pretend that they support these things. These people in Silicon Valley, they don't embrace our history, and they're not capitalists. Let's make that abundantly clear. They don't believe in competition. Levin referenced George Gilder's prediction in Life After Google that new technological platforms will displace the status quo of social media as provided by Google's YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. They're going to go the way of the landline telephones, said Levin, quoting Gilder. This is why I embrace technology, by the way, remarked Levin. Because the way you get out of monopolies and the way you get out of government control, and the way you get out of despotism, generally, is through ideas and creativity and progress, human progress. Great innovation and creativity of the American mind is somehow going to find a way out of this, estimated Levin. Levin concluded by praising dissident news media outlets challenging left-wing and partisan Democrat orthodoxy pushed by news media outlets such as CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, and The Washington Post. These behemoths needs to be competed against, and that's what we do, said Levin of Blaze TV. Whether it is digital TV, whether it is websites, whether it's talk radio, podcasts, or whatever it is, the more the merrier, that's my attitude. We're prepared to compete. They are not, which is why they are ideologically bound to a tyrannical ideology. We've got to keep fighting them, and keep exposing them. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.